Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. We are so glad you're here today. One of the things that I'm aware of is that in our world, it can be very, very hard to discern what is actually truth. I mean, when you think about all the conflicting messages we have around us from social media and news outlets and even our friends, finding clarity can actually feel overwhelming. And so if you've ever felt that, you know what the disciples felt like. Well, Jesus promised them that they wouldn't be left in the dark. Instead, he assured them that the Holy Spirit would be the Spirit of truth and would guide them into all truth. In John 16, verse 13, he says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth." This was a comfort to the disciples that after the resurrection, confusion was still going to be inevitable, but the Holy Spirit would help them. And I think in our culture, oftentimes, our culture feels relative and subjective. Things like gender or depression or anxiety or sexuality can be clouded with conflicting messages. The enemy in John 8:44 is described as the father of lies. The enemy thrives in confusion, but Jesus offers us a way out. He says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." And so when you think about it this way, it's almost like in our world, we're in this dense forest with no clear path. But at just the right time, a guide appears with a map, with a flashlight, leading us to safety. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He's our guide, illuminating our path to truth. And so I want to encourage you, when you face peer pressure or dishonesty or substance abuse or any other temptation, allow the Holy Spirit to counteract these with God's truth. For instance, when you're tempted to try to fit in, remember Romans 12, verse 2, and seek your identity in Christ. Or when you're tempted to lie, hold on to Proverbs 12, 22, and trust, know that God honors honesty. Or when you're tempted by some substance, recall Ephesians 5, 18, and find joy in God's presence. And so I know it's true. In our world, it's hard to know what's true, but the Holy Spirit helps cut through the noise. And when you're unsure of what to believe or what direction to take, I'd encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. And as you follow his lead, I think you'll be transformed into the image of Jesus, living in line with all that is good, beautiful, and true. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.